Our scripture for today comes from the first 8 verses of Luke chapter 18. I invite you to join me for the prayer of illumination. God, our helper, show us your ways and teach us your paths. By your Holy Spirit, open our minds that we may be led in your truth, and pour into our hearts the power of your grace so that we can find the courage to be faithful through Jesus Christ, our Savior. And may the words of our mouths and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O God, our rock and our Redeemer. Amen. Amen. Hear the lesson as it comes to us, the gospel from Luke 18, verses 1 to 8. Hear the word of God. Then Jesus told them a parable about their need to pray always and not to lose heart. Jesus said, "In a certain city there was a judge who neither feared God nor had respect for people. In that city there was a widow who kept coming to him and saying, 'Grant me justice against my opponent.' For a while, the judge refused. But later he said to himself, 'Though I have no fear of God and no respect for anyone, yet because this widow keeps bothering me, I will grant her justice so that she may not wear me out by continually coming.' And the Lord said, 'Listen to what the unjust judge says. And will not God grant justice to his chosen ones who cry to him day and night? Will he delay long in helping them? I tell you, he will quickly grant justice to them. And yet, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on earth?'" This is the word of the Lord. There's some parts of this story I just really don't like, at least not at face value, because on the surface it seems that the lesson of this parable is if we just pray persistently and make our demands known to God, that we will eventually wear God down, and God will become so annoyed with our cries for help that God will answer us just to stop our whining and complaining and demanding. At a base level, the parable of the widow's persistence is introduced as a parable about prayer and not losing heart. Then it moves into a story about seeking justice, and it ends with a question of faith. So to place it in its context, this parable follows a couple of teachings of Jesus in chapter 17 of Luke's gospel, in which he describes the coming kingdom of God and the persecution and the false teachers which will lead many believers astray. Jesus then tells them that there will be trouble and that they will be persecuted. So the story of the widow and the unjust judge comes as a word of encouragement after a fairly long lesson about difficulties that lie ahead for all those who follow Jesus. Well, the reason for the story, Jesus says, is the need to pray continuously and not to be discouraged. Our lead character is an unnamed widow. That's a popular choice in Luke's gospel. She's a person with no social standing, nothing to back her up but her own persistence. And Luke tells us nothing of the particulars of her petition that she's bringing before the judge. We might assume that it's some kind of family matter where she's not getting a fair settlement from the family. And in this case, she's got no recourse except to seek a remedy from the court. So here she is. This is why Scripture reminds us over and over to care for the widows, because widows in that culture were powerless. But not this widow. She seems to be taking matters in her own hand. Luke also has used widows as prophetic voices speaking God's truth to power. And so here we find another widow who is standing up before the powers that be. In addition to being vulnerable, widows also bring this prophetic, active, and faithful voice. Certainly, we know of another unnamed widow who gave her last coins, and Jesus used her, lifted her up as an illustration of being the most faithful and generous among them. The first widow in Luke's gospel that's mentioned is Anna, a prophet who's waiting for God's answer. And when she meets Jesus, when they bring him to the temple, her mission has been fulfilled. Her waiting has been fulfilled. The widow in our story is compared to the people crying out for help. The second character is this unnamed judge. We just know him by his character, which is not much at all. He's an unjust justice. It's an oxymoron. Luke is saying he's not what he's cut out to be or not what he appears to be. But this unjust justice is only in it for self-interest. He's the one with power given to him by the state. And he says, I don't fear God or respect humanity. He's one who has no sense of accountability for serving justice rather than serving his own self-interest. So in this story, this judge who's unjust is contrasted with God, who will eventually answer and bring justice. So the simplistic lesson of this parable seems to be, if we'll remain faithful and persistent in pleading our case in prayer, God will eventually help us. But is that really how God works? If I wear God down, God will fix everything that's wrong in my life? Well, I've had enough life experience to know that it doesn't always work that way. So how does it work? If you believe that if you just ask enough that God will make you rich, what does poverty say to that? Or if you believe you just ask God enough, God will give you all the desires of your heart, what happens when your heart is broken? And if you believe that God will heal your body if only you ask enough times, then what happens to those who pray and pray and pray and yet their bodies continue to waste away? Listen again to what Jesus says in verses 6 to 8. The Lord said, listen to what the unjust judge says. And will not God grant justice to his chosen ones who cry to him day and night? Will he delay long in helping them? I tell you, he will quickly grant justice to them. And yet, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on earth? What if our prayer life is not about our personal comfort or fulfilling a wish list, but is about seeking God's justice and then placing ourselves into the world to make it happen? What if our focus in prayer might be wrong? I love the insights that the Reverend Dr. Barbara Lundblad brings to this. When asked if she felt like this was a parable about prayer or justice or faith, she said yes. In other words, it's about all these things. And she said these very wise words, if we pray without working for justice, our prayers are empty. If we work for justice without prayer, we'll think it all depends on us. If we pray and work for justice without faith, we will fall to despair when justice isn't done. Prayer and justice and faith are bound together, she says, and what Jesus has joined together, let no one put asunder. So what if this isn't so much a story about God, but really a story about us? We have a problem with the story when we interpret it as the way that God treats us or mistreats us, instead of a reminder of how we ought to be relating to God. What if the parable isn't about God being the judge, but is a reminder that the unjust judge is actually a pretty common character, somebody we know even today in our world. The unjust judge is the way of the world, but according to the parable, we, God's people, are to model our prayer and action in the world after the widow. We don't take no for an answer. We're going to demand to find justice, and we're going to work for it. And we're promised that God is patient with us. The coming of the Son of Man is the time when the persistence of prayer and the working for justice faithfully is rewarded, and justice will prevail. Doesn't mean we won't have to wait. Framed in the light of Jesus' previous remarks that the kingdom of God is already among us, this parable is about our faithfulness to persevere, no matter what the outward appearances of our circumstances seem to be. It's about seeing God's justice being enacted all around us, even if it's not yet been fulfilled. We're to be the widow, maintaining the voice of the prophet, not to God, but to the unjust rulers of our day. The question is not if God is hearing us or if God will eventually be worn down to our persistent prayer demands for justice. The deeper question is this: will we still be doing the work of justice when we are needed and when Christ comes? Will he find us faithful and active, working for the kingdom? Jesus asked a tough question at the end of the story, one that leads to some tough and thoughtful introspection. Will he find people who are faithful? Have we been persistent and faithful in our prayers and our working for justice? Or are we just laying back, saying it's somebody else's work to do, or God will take care of that? We're not needed. Or are we being tenacious and prayerful and faithful in our pursuit of justice, not just for ourselves, but justice for all, meaning the least of these? Those who, like the widow, may not feel they have a voice or access to services or anyone who's really willing to listen. Friends, let us pray persistently and faithfully, first and foremost, to build our relationship with God, to strengthen that bond of love with God so that we can work for justice and so our spirits can be strengthened for the journey ahead as we work with Christ in the midst of his unfolding kingdom. Please stand now for the charge and benediction and our closing hymn. As a charge, I give you Micah 6:8. Where he says, God has told you, O mortal, what is good. And what does the Lord require of you but to do justice and love kindness and to walk humbly with our God? Learn from the example of that unnamed widow. Now go forth into the world with compassion and justice in your heart. Give strength to the weak. Give voice to the silent. See one another, hear one another, care for one another, and love one another. It's all that easy, and it's all that hard. And now may the grace of our God and the love of the Lord Jesus Christ and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all, both now and forevermore. And all God's children say, Amen. Amen.